Hello, my friends. This is Bishop Campbell welcoming you again to a short meditation on the theme of living the Catholic life. Today I should like to talk to you not about a church festival or a particular feast day of a saint, but rather a secular holiday that became very favorite to me when I was a young kid because of the ceremony surrounding it, which struck a note in me, in my young mind. And that is Memorial Day. Now, actually, Memorial Day is May 30th. Although for the past several years now, we have observed Memorial Day on the Monday after that weekend. But that Sunday, which has now become a more generalized remembrance of the dead, has a very specific historical root to it. And I'm afraid that over the years we may have lost that sense of the historical origins of it, and really lost the sense of celebrating it as a memorial holiday, because largely of convenience, of a way that it allows us then to have a three-day weekend. And in becoming a more generalized sense of the memory of all the dead, for Catholics it sometimes overshadows All Souls Day, celebrated on November the 2nd. But of course, any occasion for remembering the dead and the beloved dead is appropriate. But let me speak a little about Memorial Day, or as we as young kids used to call it, Decoration Day, because it was the day that we would go out, especially to cemeteries of veterans, and decorate the graves with flags. The day originated in a desire to remember the fallen in the Civil War. That Civil War was one of the most costly in terms both of material and in human life that the United States has ever fought. And in many ways, it was the hardest fought and the most bitter combat because it was a civil war. And all civil wars tend to become even more violent because it is a conflict between family members, relatives, and fellow citizens, each torn apart by what appeared to be an irreconcilable difference, not simply of opinion, but sometimes of ideology and of culture. And that day, when it was first introduced into the American calendar, the day, I think, was intended not only to be a remembrance of the dead, but also an occasion for reconciliation. As a young lad, I must have been maybe 10 or 11 years old, I was a member of the Boy Scouts. And one of our activities every year was to decorate the graves of the soldiers who fell in the Civil War. And we would spend the day before May 30th doing that decoration, putting the American flag before each of the tombstones. And what is remarkable is that part of that cemetery was dedicated not simply to the Union dead, but to the Confederate dead as well. And this arose because of a unique situation in the area of upstate New York where I grew up, which in the 1840s and 50s was extraordinarily pro-Union and extraordinarily abolitionist. One of the foremost abolitionists calling for the abolition of slavery was at one time a presidential candidate and a senator from New York, William Seward, who became the Secretary of State to Abraham Lincoln. And in fact, so strong was that Union sentiment that the federal government established a prisoner of war camp in the area in which I grew up, I think believing that because it was so pro-Union, the population would not allow the Confederate prisoners of war to escape. And because of the condition of these prisoner of war camps, there were many deaths as a result of severe illnesses, even malaria, cholera, pneumonia. And these Confederate soldiers who died in that camp were then buried in the very place where they died. And after the Civil War, this became a place of reconciliation, that they should be born or died together and buried together. Although as a young kid, I always wondered, would the Confederate soldiers be really surprised on the last day when they rose from their graves to find themselves in the North? But, of course, that area, as I said, was very, very pro-North. In fact, Mark Twain married a young woman from one of the noteworthy abolitionist families in New York, Olivia Langdon, whose family had a beautiful mansion right in the heart of Elmira, New York, although it was torn down and a little shopping mall was created that had a wonderful bakery from which I and my brothers got our birthday cakes. But I guess that's a story for another time. But there was a sense on Memorial Day of remembering the dead, making sense of their sacrifice, and especially in terms of the Civil War, to seek a reconciliation. So as we celebrate this memorial, well, let me call it Memorial Week, I think that our prayer should be for those who gave their lives, for the reconciliation needed in society, for the reconciliation, which is a legacy of the Civil War, is sometimes a long time in coming. And pray for the peace that is more lasting and greater, as St. Pope Paul VI said, than the peace of the grave. It is a very serious celebration. It can be one that is filled both with gratitude and with a deeper sense of attentiveness to who we are and what we are doing. But in all things, to give thanks to God, by whose providence all things will come to be known and will come aright.